If only breweries handed out beer instead of candy, my Halloween would be so much nicer. This is the perfect pour.
You would have had a huge hangover. Yes. That would have happened. I mean, can you imagine the hangover?
Do you eat all your candy that night?
No.
Well, then, why would you drink all your beer that night?
All right. That's a good point. Welcome to the Perfect Pour. It's a craft beer show. It's a show about what beer geeks are into. I'm Mikey.
Hello, I'm Nick.
I'm Matt.
And we're a little bit later. We're going to talk about beer releases you should look out for. We're going to have a voicemail segment where listeners call us and tell us stuff to talk about. We're going to go through the week in beer drinking. And we're going to talk about some culture news. And we're just going to drink along the way. There you go. Sounds cool?
Great.
All right. We're all cool. Had a couple of beers before we started recording officially. That's what we call tailgating for the show. All podcasts should tailgate their podcasts. We had a Due South donated to us by our listener Florida Steve. Florida Steve runs that Facebook group, the United Craft Beer Forum.
Yes,
on Facebook. Due South Category 4 IPA. It was a red IPA.
It was a tasty IPA.
Tasty, like that.
I like it because it was not hazed.
Oh, unhazed. They took the haze out. So I don't know how you take haze out of beer. I don't get these. What was that?
Just on Twitter.
Ghost. Oh, okay. God. I thought it was my daughter. I thought it was my daughter. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, there's a ghost.
And there was like a weird sound from her. I was like, oh, this is not good.
Somebody was doing break dance moves.
Oh, of course. And we also had a bearded brewer donated to the show, a Tagus Koya cake dessert beer.
Piece of cake.
Piece of cake.
You're a piece of
cake. Dessert stout from Tioga.
This is an older bottle, yes?
Considering we last released it a while ago, yes.
Okay.
All right.
Well, it's smoother than
it's still delicious.
Yeah, I made the mistake of not numbering when I got each bottle, so I could have bottles that are 2 or 3 years old.
What?
Hey.
Whale. Is this a whale now?
What's going to happen to me if this is 3 years old?
We'll find out tomorrow.
What's going to happen?
If there's no podcast, if you don't hear this on Friday, something has happened to Mikey.
It has a newer label, so it can't be that old.
All right. I guess I'll just worry about it in the morning, like we all say with our beer drinking. I'll worry about that if the morning ever comes. Doubtful. So there you caught up with all our drinking. And last week we talked about mixed packs, sobriety packs. It's the season. The holidays. We just got through Halloween. Hope y'all had a great Halloween. We're in November now, and it's going to be Thanksgiving and Christmas. Just boom, boom. So lots of variety packs you want to be bringing to your festivities. And the Golden Gods of the Perfect Pour, the people who donate money to the show every month via Patreon, they bought us the snowpack, this year's Sierra Nevada snowpack. Aren't they nice?
Can we just skip ahead to the coffee stout?
Oh,
I know the one beer Mikey pulled out of that snowpack.
There are four different beers. One is, of course, the Sierra Pale, classic pale. I already had a couple. Don't tell Matt and Nick already had a couple of them.
Okay, no problem.
Oh, shit. You heard that.
Oh, what?
Then there's three other beers. One of them is Holiday Haze. And damn it, I did not have that drop professionally ready. And everything's all gone. All because we don't have a board op.
Gold.
That's why we have editing.
This thing. Yeah, right. Listeners of the show know this is not the most unedited show because you can hear all the drinking.
Are you telling
me? You listen to other beer podcasts, you don't actually hear the drinking. They edit all that out. Here, we leave it because we heard drinking. That people hate it, hate hearing drinking sounds. So we're like, oh, leave it.
So are you telling me my favorite brewery sold out and did a hazy beer?
We've got a hazy beer from Sierra Nevada. It's not super hazy, though. Wow,
they couldn't cut loose and go, it's a little too hazy.
Let's just dip our toes in the hazy.
Just filter
water.
It once. Just at least filter it once.
They're just like, gross, and just like, I just got to filter it once, okay?
Come on, guys, just let me do
it. Me crazy. Come on, no, we can't. It's unfiltered. Just one time.
Nobody will notice.
Do a sock. I don't care. Just whatever.
Sock. Gunny sack.
The head, like, it seems like it drops down in the it just must be the shadow. It looks weird.
It's cool. Haze.
Aroma is a light aroma.
Still pretty hoppy.
This is a strange label.
This is a nice beer.
Nice beer.
It's very, it's not offensive. It's not like over the top at anything, but
if you covered up the Sierra Nevada part, I would think this is just some generic holiday beer.
Let me see with you covering it up.
I'll do the mustache finger.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Like this would be World Pack worthy.
It does. It looks like something from a Cost Plus World Pack. If try that, if you get the snowpack from Sierra, cover up the label.
Cover the label.
Sierra Nevada logo and look at the label. It does look very like Trader Joe's rural market beer label. I like this.
Very simple. Two colors. It's kind of pulled back from their current labeling.
Maybe this will pop up in the not so crafty places, and you'll be like, oh, I guess I'll just have one of those holiday Sierra Nevada things.
Things.
Oh, is this a way to get in
there? And then the waitress will be like, I don't know if we have that. Let me check. You have it. Okay.
She'll be gone for 10 minutes.
Damn it. We had her.
Should have ordered our food first.
I'll get you a Blue Moon instead. No.
Oh, wow. You almost killed Mikey.
That shall not be said on the show.
You will have to edit for the first time in his life.
Yeah, damn it. I'm going to have to edit something now.
Could have had a instead.
I was planning on my editing night going so smoothly, and here it is already messed up. So we're enjoying this new holiday haze from Sierra Nevada from our snowpack, and we're getting into culture. Nick, I was going to Matt first last week all the time, so I'm going to Nick.
Dang it.
Good, because I'm not paying attention. So.
As what's usual. What's going on here? Matt uses his time to catch up on his social media.
Yep.
He's like, oh, we're perfect 4 nights. Oh, yeah, that's when I catch up.
Yeah, I'll talk to you Wednesday.
Phone time. I'll talk to you Wednesday. I got all kinds of time. There's this 2-hour span every week where I've got like all kinds of texting time. Go ahead, Nick.
All right. I don't know.
We're done making fun of Matt for the moment. We'll come back to that.
Oh, don't worry. Let's see. Fall Brewing had an event with many fine-looking automobiles in front of their brewery.
San Diego area's Fall Brewing?
Yeah. Lots of Impalas and Caprices, eh? Ooh. That was my cheer beer. It's not racist because...
It's chew.
I know chew your beer.
It's chew your beer. It's a chew your beer impersonation.
And they were lowriders, eh?
Not about the brewing. It's a chew your beer.
Yeah. So that was cool. I wanted to see that happen. I like lowriders.
You should have went, dude.
I should. I want to go to Fall. They still have...
I want to go there.
They have the stout, I hear, about 2 a.m. bike ride.
No, we didn't have that.
I don't think they've ever... Do they bottle
it? I had it.
I don't think they do.
Did I?
When you
Greg, I have that when I was down there at Fall?
Answer us, Greg.
Greg, did I have that? Feels like I had that. I think I had it. Had it.
Get him on the line.
I'll consult Untappd as you keep talking.
Okay. So there was that. The big beer out right now. I don't know if you guys even care to try this if you had the chance, but Sam Adams Utopias.
Oh, yeah.
The new one is
Reggie,
out.
Reggie was like, you guys got to get this. Like, oh. You don't make that much money from
it. It's only $200.
Patreon.
A bottle.
Yeah. I went.
That is all.
Is there, I don't know that I've heard anyone talk about, I think I've heard one person on somewhere say they had it and it was, you know, it was all right.
It was all right.
I wonder, like, what's it, what's the style of it? The Utopia.
I have no idea.
It's just $200 beer style.
Yeah, it tastes like $200. I guess that would have been good to find out before I talked about it.
We've referenced it before, and just I've never heard of like what style. It's just $200 beer.
It is illegal in 12 states.
It's got to be. It's got to be some sort of stout, bourbon barrel. All those like hella expensive beers are.
Oh, aged. I know which one it is.
You know what style it is?
You know what style it is?
Utopia?
No.
We're going to find that out.
I just know it's a funky beer in a can. It's probably just like a...
No, it's got that doesn't... It this has that crazy-ass bottle.
Yeah, the gilded chalice look.
Mm-hmm. It's probably just like a strong...
They put all the money into the bottle.
It's 28%.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's barrel-aged Boston Lager. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it's beer that he hot tubbed in.
This is fun. There's no. This is there should fun. Be a quick description
audio
on this.
Fun.
So Utopias, they equate it to brandy or port.
Okay. Yeah, I figured.
Yeah, something really super boozy. House of Pendragon is releasing another Star Wars series beers for the new movie coming out this December,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, that is correct.
What day is that, good Mikey? Job. What is Star Wars Day?
16th, maybe?
That's Saturday.
Then it would be 15th, 14th, really, because they're out coming out on Thursday night. I'll say 14th, 15th officially. That's what I'm going with.
So Star Wars-themed hoppy beers leading up to the 16th.
Okay.
No details yet, but the 11th through the 16th is when they're planning on this event. It's a beer release week of all themed Star Wars-themed beers.
Just when you thought there wasn't enough going on in December. House of Pendragon gives you more things.
More things to take up your time.
Update, I did have 2 a.m. bike ride at Fall Brewing.
Nice.
That was the time I went out with Greg.
This just in?
Bells, Derek, and Greg, we all went around the...
Bells.
Bells. Yeah?
So
Bells? Bells.
Where is Bells? Why he no show?
He's lost in Clovis somewhere, wandering around Buchanan track.
That poor lost soul.
Running into Bubba.
Hey, Bells. How y'all doing? When you gonna get on that Dorktail there?
I don't know, Mayor. I'm getting on there.
Well, get back on there. I enjoy listening to you.
And so that was end scene. That was nice. Bubba, Mayor Bubba, bumping into Bells on the Buchanan track.
He doesn't listen to your show.
Neither one do.
Neither one of them.
He you just never listens know. To the. I was on his show.
Whoa!
He just listens to the In the Heat of the Night soundtrack while he's.
That's why he's on the Buchanan track.
Yep,
he's got the In the Heat of the Night soundtrack.
Yep,
this takes me back.
Yep. It's like a scene from Rocky, but not as glorious.
Quite as hardcore.
Yep.
There you go. First tangent of the show.
You send all angry letters to what's our P.O. box again?
It is in the show notes. Look there. And somehow, I don't know what's going on. I think it's a Podbean issue. Hillary Hillsbills said our show didn't get out on Stitcher last week. And that's, I'm going to blame Podbean because.
Stop using Android.
Droid. If you're going I would use Pocket Cast. I would recommend Overcast or Pocket Cast.
We're on everything then, aren't we?
I think so.
If it matters,
we're not in,
we're on it.
Yeah. We're not in Spotify. They're very exclusive, the how they pick their podcasts.
Why not?
People should petition for us to get
in there Spotify. You go. Demand it. Nick?
So this Utopius is uncarbonated. It's a, but they don't tell you what it is.
Said it used Vienna malts.
I gotta know the grain bill, bro.
Gotta know. It's malt filled, bro.
How many rows? 2, 6?
12.
12 row, bro.
6 times 2 is 12. Yeah, interesting.
Well.
And it's biennial, so we won't see this again until 2019.
Well, big dog, I mean, come on, send us out. Send it out.
Send it out. It's loaded up.
No, we don't deserve a $200 beer.
Speak for yourself.
We wouldn't know how to do it. We're like, I guess this is okay. Moving on.
Moving on. They would sit there listening intently for our precise review of this beer.
Yep.
We would just go.
We go, eh.
Ah, so what else you got in there?
That's all right. Yeah. No, I'll be enough.
Oh, we got an old Enjoy By we could get to.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, it's really good.
And as always, Alvarado Street is still killing it with their labels. Bastards. Now with the Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure themed Wild Stallions.
Wild Stallions!
Insert air guitar here.
They were professionally trained by Eddie Van Halen.
I wonder if they ever come across Marty McFly in their travelings.
Two totally different time travel
are they
circuits.
Or are they?
Or are they?
Circuits. Different time travel circuits.
That's right.
All right.
Back to the Future uses lightning. Bill and Ted's uses electric tubes.
Completely
different.
A phone booth.
A phone booth.
And then, yeah. Doctor Who uses a phone booth, too.
See, they could cross paths.
Whoa.
Similar.
Mind blown, dude.
Similar. Hot tub time machine? Nobody's ever going to run those.
Gotta be careful with hot tubs. Hot tubs lead to bad things. Or good things.
Or really good things. Damn it, I need a hot tub.
Yeah.
It almost looks like there used to be one just out there. Like there's a little perfect square. Yeah. Looks like
it's a garden. It's a currently dormant garden.
Who the hell wants a garden?
Put in a hot tub. Let's get that hot tub out there.
Yeah.
Woo. What else, Nick?
That's it.
Oh, that's total.
I'm done.
Matt.
I don't have any news.
Matt.
Nothing really stood out.
What are we
going
to do with you? We're going to have to stay after class.
No.
We have a parent-teacher conference.
I'm good.
Oh, okay. Never mind then. No, I'm good, teach. Oh, okay. Well, then tell your parents everything's fine.
Here's a note from my parents. Excuse Matt. Signed Matt's parents.
Signed totally Matt's parents. You can look it up.
It's legal.
This is a total legal document.
You have a permit for that?
Untapped. They got an update in that one thing that's been annoying me forever. When somebody requests your friend and you're like, yeah, cool.
Yes.
You're my friend. and then it still, the notification still sticks there
Doesn't
for
clear.
Like a whole day. Mm-hmm. They figured that out.
Wow.
When now when someone requests your friend that's highlighted, you approve it or whatever you want to deny. It's like, stalker, deny. You don't get to see all my beer check-ins.
Wow.
Then it clears itself. I think so.
Nice.
I will go through modes of just like friending lots of people.
Yeah.
And they're just like, who the hell?
You're over your limit for new friends today.
Like if somebody's checking into like Goldstein's and stuff, I'm like, of course they'll want to be my friend.
I'm in Fresno too.
Hello. I drink beer in Fresno too. Be my friend. Okay.
Please check. I am not a robot.
So, but they did a lot more updating too. There's a lot of untapped updating. So I'm advising this.
Bring back the glass filling up buffering symbol.
I didn't notice. Maybe. Matt may be interested in this because Fresno has one of these and they're trying to build up this thing. Amsterdam, they banned beer bikes because the tours are getting too out of control on them, too inebriated and just causing havoc throughout Amsterdam.
Amsterdam.
This is vetoing. One of the cities of the world known as a, you know, pot and party city. They're just like, they could not handle beer bikes. They're like, no. This is just too far beyond the pale, beer biking. So man. They are banned in Amsterdam. Fresno? Cool. Amsterdam? No.
Ours is allegedly still broken down.
No, it's broken
down. Yeah. We were supposed to ride that back in July, I think? ?
Mm-hmm.
And it broke down, and we were going to reschedule for the fall. And we checked in with them because it's now fall/almost winter,
mm-hmm.
and still not running yet.
Wow. That's sad.
Yeah.
I've seen one in operation in Portland, and it looked fun.
You would
do it. I stood there and went, that's fun.
So how do I tie into this?
Because the beer bike used to show up at your place, right?
They did.
Was it just like, we're like, oh God, here comes the beer bike?
No, I mean, it was never a big issue. The biggest issue of the thing is you have to take containers onto it that are unopened, and you have to leave without said containers. So you're forced with two things. Either you have to ride the bike long enough to enjoy a whole beer, or you have to slam it. And, it has an electric engine, so you're not exactly expected to pedal the whole time. You could just take a cruise and be like, hey, I'm drinking out in public.
The Fresno one had one? Okay. Because it looked like it was too small. Because they showed one in Amsterdam, and the thing was insane. It was giant. It was just like almost ridiculous to call it a bike. And it obviously had a motor and everything. Mm-hmm. I was like, because I always thought that the way you would skirt the issue of being legal is that it was still a bike, but this thing was just like, this is just a motorcycle with a platform for people to sit on, basically.
Ben,
a car that you're sitting on the outside of.
Yep. It's an actual electric vehicle.
Oh, I see. Well, see if we can get ours up and running again. Start a page to get our Fresno beer bike so we can have a Dorktown network.
Ooh.
People party.
Dorktown Cruise.
What else? I don't have a whole lot culturally this week either. We had the mystery beer from last week was solved. The yes. Hand-picked, the crowler, the hand-picked. That was donated to us by Rob Hosman. Rob is the horticulturist that lives in Fort Collins. And he did some work at New Belgium. He's doing horticulture in New Belgium.
A couple times.
Yeah, and now he basically does that professionally. And when Odell was making this beer, he was at the from what I understand at the hop farm and it is actually him on the label. That it's there in the corner there. Ooh. It's him on the label on the ladder. And
picking the exact hops.
He's the one that picked all the hops, I guess, for it.
A hop husker.
And he says it's a hop vine, not a hop vine. He was very clear. He says it's a vine, not vine. I guess hops are on vines, not vines.
Well, then, aren't they special?
So, let's get educated here, guys. Come on. Let's be professional. Been doing this what? Are we at our, like, anniversary point? It's
11 years? I don't know.
Is it feels like it's November.
That's what it feels
yeah,
like.
Yeah, I think it's around the 15th.
What's it going to be? 5 years? 6 years?
Five. 5 and 2 is 7.
5. Good mathing. Way to math, bro.
Did it. In my head.
Did it.
Didn't have to take my shoes off. Because it was less than 10.
I'm busy that day.
Uh-oh.
Whatever it is.
Whatever it is. Oh, you don't want to do a big anniversary show?
Sure. Let's do it.
Sure. I'm busy that day, but sure. You guys could do it.
Mm-hmm. Look for us at Rush Day.
Oh, yeah. We should do Rush Day.
No.
Because I'm not going to leave town. Last year, I think I was thought I was going to leave town, but then I probably didn't end up leaving town.
Nice.
And then it was just, I just didn't go to Rush Day.
Ooh, what is that?
It's what Nick has been wanting.
I love gold. Thank goodness.
Hazy, right? Please be
hazy. New beer. New beer. From the Snowpack. Sierra Nevada Coffee Stout. Is this one you can't get outside of a variety pack? Or?
I have not seen this.
Is this a beer they've had before? Coffee Stout?
This might be the third year.
It's usually coffee porter, right?
I've never seen that. Yeah, that would be cool.
It does seem like the porters.
I want to say this started as a beer camp.
Okay.
And then it got turned into a mix pack special.
So are you just saying they're recycling everything now?
Doesn't every brewery do that?
That's messed up, dude. Let's see here in Nevada. Okay. Show it some respect.
Show some respect.
There it is, man.
I am going
for it. Go for it. It's gone from left to right in your podcast style. I don't know what glass to use. 12-ounce bottle. Oh, Nick's got glass. He's taking this serious. He wants to make sure he's gotten the right glass.
I need it to effervesce.
Now he's pouring.
Oops, I took too much.
Oops. So they had double latte.
I think we actually have one in the fridge, in the back of the fridge. We want a side by side.
Because I said so.
What, last year's coffee stout?
Coffee, milk, chocolate.
No, from the world or beer camp.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I guess it just was a coffee stout with a different label. Like something like that. That looks more familiar.
That was last year's label.
See? You're probably familiar with that
one. Oh, yeah. That one looks familiar.
Because it looks like
Did Sierra you see Nevada. That, listener? Hmm. What do you think, Nick?
Love it. This is
Nick
just what I needed.
Loves it. Well.
5 stars.
We're just getting started here in the show. So let's all settle in. Shit! Larry did it!
And it's over.
Damn it. How many? Oh, I have got like a brain fuck on that. Will you call me tonight
and leave me your voicemail? No.
Please. Will you talk
about beer? No.
Why not?
No.
Ah, come on.
You can't make me do anything.
Ah, come on. 559-492-0542. Hey, good job. It's a voicemail line on the Dorktown Network, including the Perfect Board. But you can also email us stuff. Did you know your smartphone, you can record of you can make a recording
what?
And then email it out to us? Mm-hmm. Perfectportpodcast@gmail.com.
That's weird.
That's what Colin and Janine like to do. That's their style of voicemail leaving. That's what they like to do because it's fun and it's loading up. And I'm going to keep talking until it loads up properly.
I think it's a good idea.
What's that?
So I want to propose an idea for the perfect pour, because I've been thinking about them, and I think about them a lot. Wow. Yeah. Well, you know, so I think that my idea involves Mikey and Nick, okay, and but everybody else too, not just those guys. It involves all the cool people.
Mikey, yeah. Nick, and everybody else.
They forgot the other guy's name.
Anyway, so the deal is that I am proposing the perfect pour seasonal beer and swimsuit calendar. So the first thing I think should, I think we're gonna go through some months.
Okay, do it.
Okay, so the month that I think chew your beer, dude, be awesome. He could have May. You know why?
Right.
Because of Cinco de Mayo.
He's going to hate that.
Dude. So, dude, I'm imagining him with, like, some Bermuda shorts and a spatula and a grill and a glass of chocolatazo. That would be the
wow,
shit.
Wow, he's curating
and
the whole thing.
Nick, yeah. Uh-oh. I think, Nick, because he does the Russian accent so well, I think Nick should be in a Borat bikini in December.
Of course.
Mr. December, on the hood of his Volkswagen with an old Rasputin, because I think that would signify Nick very well.
He's like awesome.
How's that holiday though?
And then, I think Evil Circle. I think I don't know if he's actually evil. I mean, he was on the show. He was pretty cool. He didn't act evil. But I'm gonna go with evil. So I think that he could be the guy for October. He could pose with Satan and maybe have some jack-o'-lanterns all around, and then like he could drink a ghost face killer because that shit's fucking hot. It's terrible, but it's really, you know, it's really hot. I don't know.
And then Matt, since you're single, I'm going to say that you need to be Mr. February.
Aww.
In your heart.
Matt's a lover boy. He's a lover
bikini. Speedo with a 12-ounce barrel-aged stout, but then you have a 6-ounce glass poured for someone else with those longing eyes.
Longing for someone else to drink that 6 ounces.
Longing for someone else to drink that 12-ounce stout with you.
So we're gonna move on to Scotty B, dude. Scotty B's gonna be
here we go.
Because, dude, he's got his head hanging out the window of his car. He's going to be drinking a big old IPA. He's going to be like, I'm driving.
I'm driving awesome. With my IPA.
Shouldn't be in a bikini. I don't know. It'd be about you, right, though. So.
And then, Mikey, you're August because, I don't know, you're just fucking August. And you're going to be in...
That's the best thing that's ever been said in the show.
...in front of your crappy work truck, which is a show.
You're fucking August, all right?
And you're going to be drinking an 805, dude.
No!
And then, so, I think the last thing would be, like, we're going to pick on Florida Steve. He's awesome. I know he's awesome, but he's going to be July. You know why? Because it's hot. And Florida's just...
And he lives in Florida.
Yeah, so I figure, like, his calendar picture could be him fighting off an alligator with one arm, and he could be drinking a Cigar City Jai Alai in the other.
Jai Alai.
I'm sorry, yeah. And that'd be pretty sweet. And so, I don't know. Maybe you guys can make up the rest of the months. Dry hop or die.
And keep up the good work, guys.
Red.
I was waiting for like a Scotty V style sign off, and it was just like, meh, meh. Oh, wait, I think I heard a request.
Yeah, they gave us a drop.
Dry hop, dry hop, dry hop or die.
I've heard that for a while.
Yeah, I really hope Zach's Brewing's gonna have dry hop or die.
Yeah. Skate or die, bro.
Yeah, you have any calendar perfect four characters you want to make a month for?
Why is it only guys in bikinis?
Yeah, we have plenty of female listeners.
We are extremely good looking. But
extremely. Like, beyond.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, Ryan Gosling who? If you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we should mix in some craft beer ladies.
I have no problem with that.
And Florida Steve sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Wrestling
he had
gators.
The best. He's wrestling gators, drinking beer.
Drinking beer.
Hey, what's up?
I'm I'm here to wrestle gators and drink some beer. I'm all out of beer.
Lord of Steve stuff. Well, thank you, kids. You guys want to chime in on your calendar ideas? Other listeners, you go for it. We'll listen to those next week. There's your assignment. There's an assignment. Sometimes it's hard to think of things. There's an assignment for you. And let's get into the regular voicemail line. We got lots of good beer in there. We probably should start drinking it.
You guys go ahead. I'm good right here.
All right. You got your little coffee stand.
Oh, yeah.
All right. First caller into the official voicemail line.
Hey, what's up, Perfect Four? It's Single Cam.
Mm-hmm. It's a grand slam.
I've been calling in a few weeks. I'm currently leaving Omni Brewing in Maple Grove, Minnesota. I have a Doppelbock and a Raspberry Milkshake IPA, which was both fantastic. And my question is, have you guys been seeing this milkshake IPA trend over in California? I can't argue. I think every milkshake IPA I've had has been really good, really sweet, good fruit flavor towards the tail end. A little bit of hops involved as well. It's going to say hi. Hope you guys are doing great, and keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work.
Good work,
guys. Yeah.
I've seen that on social media and stuff, but I have not had a milkshake IPA. I don't think it's hit California so much. At least not Fresno.
We're too busy making hazies.
Yeah.
I've seen a slowdown in every other style because of the haze craze.
Oh, haze craze is killing it.
I'm going searching for my looking out fors in the episode. And every picture I see, oh, cool label. Oh, what is it? Oh, it's hazy. Oh, hey, there's another beer. I like the name. What?
Oh, is the fridge mic working?
The fridge mic is working.
Oh.
What? Speak clearly.
I'm trying to. Is this clearly?
A little bit more.
A little loud.
A little bit. What?
Okay, there you go.
Okay.
Wait, what? Don't shake.
What?
Don't shake the baby.
Shake the baby?
Don't shake the baby. And we're back.
Everybody hang out.
Yeah, so looking out for is unsuccessful because of too many hazy beers.
Man, they're just taking up all the shelf space, huh?
They're taking up all the fermenter space. You can't make anything else because everybody's just making hazies all day long.
Hazies, man. Well, here's some more of that snowpack, bro.
Yes. Mind the table, sir.
I'm trying to do a lot of stuff
here. I love gold.
This one is new. Winter Tood Ale. Uh-oh.
You're giving me too much Tood.
You're a Winter Tood.
It's an ale brewed with spices. You want to guess the spices? Well, I actually met not a pumpkin beer guy, but okay with winter spice.
Because it's not trying to hide what it is.
It's like, yeah, we're gonna tell you what's going to happen here. And you can deal with it.
Coriander, cinnamon, nutmeg, ginger, winter loot.
I had zero pumpkin beers on Halloween. Not for any particular reason.
Oh, yeah. I had zero beers until the end of the day. I had a Sierra from this snowpack.
Packing it up. I went to bed early, so I didn't drink any beer on Halloween.
That's what you get for having it on a Tuesday.
Yeah. Work all day. Rush home from work. Rush the kid over to the trick-or-treat. Go! Trick-or-treat! Go!
Go!
Have dinner. Do homework.
Wow.
Pop up in Sierra Nevada. Sierra. Pass out. There's Halloween.
You said you may or may not have had a couple of pale ales.
Maybe, possibly. Allegedly,
whatever. Well, we're taking inventory.
This is a winter beer.
This is enjoyable. It's not offensive. There's a little bit of
ginger.
There's definitely ginger.
I love ginger.
It is ginger strong.
Bleh.
Yeah, I like it.
Ginger will cure you of things.
You get a little tummy issue? Not of a crappy issue?
Taste in your mouth.
Whoa. Man, jeez.
Ginger is climbing.
Just go back to your coffee stout.
I'm gladly. Oh, I'm out of it. I'll just take the aroma.
Hey guys, it's Ted from Pennsylvania or Philly. I don't remember. I've called him once before. If you remember who I am.
I do.
Yeah, so I'm just driving back from the Washington Crossing Brew Fest in Washington Crossing, Pennsylvania.
Washington Crossing?
I worked it all day long. Which basically means I get a chance to drink beer all day and talk to a bunch of drunken people. But it was fun. I do about three brew fests every year in this area. And each time it's just pretty much a shit show. Yeah, just thought I'd drop you guys a line, see how you guys are doing. Everybody says keep up the good work, but, you know, cheers.
Cheers.
All right.
Well, festival working them festivals. So
that was Ted? Was that what he said?
I missed it. I remember him calling in before, but.
Hey guys, this is Ted from Pennsylvania.
I'm going to say Ted.
All right. Well, he is officially the Pennsylvania representative.
Really? Is it?
I don't have anybody.
All right. There you go. You've got that list, the master list.
I've got the list.
Nick possesses a master list. But did he volunteer? We're just volunteering him for it.
Pretty much. If you're willing to share your location.
Yep, and you're dead. You know what? I was thinking about, I want to be in the industry someday, getting a paycheck.
Yeah.
I was like, I probably need to work some festivals. You know, volunteer for some festivals at some point.
Are you waiting for InBev to buy you out?
Yep, I'm waiting. Like at the downtown, the Fulton Street event, I was like, I probably should be volunteering here for Matt or something. Not that Matt would necessarily take me, but I need to be doing that if I want to get in the industry. That's where you start out, man, volunteering for festivals and
that's
shit.
That's where you start?
That's what I hear. That's the word. Where on the street is. Start doing your time.
What's your dream industry
position? Then you start cleaning things.
Where do you want to end up?
Then you get on the bottling line.
Where does Mikey... What's Mikey's business card say?
I want to be in the... You know... I don't know. I guess it would be... Marketing.
Beer strategist.
I guess. I would like to be brewing, but it seems like it's one of those things where it's not a, everyone's, it sounds cool, but then the people that are doing it's like, it's not as cool as you think, bro.
That's exactly what it is. Everybody wants to be a brewer until they are a brewer.
They're like, I thought there'd be more drinking.
All right. So the boss comes to you. Mikey, been a slow week. What do you got? Drum up some business.
I got this great marketing plan this week.
Okay, let me hear.
It's Tuesdays. The two bottle Tuesdays. If you bring in two empty bottles, you get to buy two more bottles, and then I'm just working on the kinks on it. Fridays are like
Wednesdays are a slow day, though.
Wednesday. I know. That's what I was thinking. I was like, God, I got to get this Wednesday. Just pump it up. So I just thought that I'm sick. I'm going to go home. I'm sick.
This is your grand plan.
Yeah. I'm sick that day. When the boss comes to me, I'm going to be sick.
I'm sick.
I'm sick.
I'm trying to help you get a job here, Mikey.
Yeah.
Better be sick because there ain't no such thing as calling in hungover.
Ooh.
Ooh, brewery talk. Real brewery talk.
Wow, insider industry talk. Nobody calls in hungover. You just don't. That is a faux pas.
Better be shooting fluids out of both ends.
You better be really sick, bro. I'm talking sick. Sick, and we better see it. We send somebody to the house.
Guys, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Plumber Jose.
What's up, Plumber?
Yeah, driving. I just had to head over to Walgreens, get some instant Motrin for my daughter, and I'm listening to the show, and I couldn't hold out. I had to call immediately.
Uh-oh.
What is this?
That's what he said.
voicemail voucher thing going on. I don't know how I feel about it.
You had to be there to get the voicemail voucher.
But I'm not, because Mikey was there, so that makes sense. One day I'll have a get it with Mikey, and then I'll get the call in like four times.
Yeah.
Otherwise, moving on. Beers to pair with apple pie. First off, Matt, I believe you said you don't eat apple pie.
That's what he said.
I'm going to have to ask you to renounce your citizenship. You can go ahead and snow in your way up to Russia. Apple pie is the best American thing of all time. I'm cool with you on pineapple on pizza. That's my shit. But apple pie, I have to draw the line. You got to go. Anyway.
Deportation.
Beer compared with apple pie.
In Russia, pie eats you.
What's wrong with a brown ale with apple pie? You get the notes of the malt, and then that pairs well with the apple. With a cherry pie, I'm going to go a nice Berliner Weiss. And with pecan and or pumpkin pie, I'm going to go with a stout. Dry Irish stout.
Preferably. Dry. Super dry.
Just not the really famous dry Irish stout. I'll call back if anything else interests me on the show
later.
So
hopefully get Lumber Jose in there.
Hi, guys. Keep up the great work.
Man, I hope when Lumber gets interested later.
Yeah.
Guys, can you hear me?
Uh-oh.
I'm driving.
Scotty B. The original.
Like 5:14 in the morning, so I'm just...
Oh, God.
I'm just not feeling it, you know? I'm just not feeling it. Not really a morning guy. Sun's not even up yet. What am I doing out here?
Yeah, right.
I'm going to work. I'm getting some overtime, and I got some bad news. Bad news, folks.
Uh-oh.
Not gonna make it down to SoCal on the 4th.
Oh.
No, I'm just not feeling that either. No, I got this congestion, coughing stuff, and it's not a good idea to just
beer
like that.
Everybody does.
And I don't know, I might be fine by Saturday, but I might not. I don't want to back out at the last minute. So I canceled everything. Forget it. Anyway, I'll be back in SoCal soon, I'm sure. I don't know exactly when. Probably beginning of December. I don't know. But soon.
It'll be fun.
So, sorry. I'm just not feeling and I'm really, really tired, too. I'm sure there's something else I wanted to say, but I'm tired to think of it. So I'm just going to say, keep up the great work.
Driving the work, early work for Scotty B, man.
Early work.
Grinding it out day after day.
Keep up the good early work.
Really, the perfect poetry to be here. Guess what? I had to call in because I've been listening over and over and over. And I got a lot of comments. I said, check it out, that beer that they are the Pitholes, Eagle Rock Brewing. First independent brewery. In Los Angeles, I think
for the
been
World Series
like
bet, should have picked Eagle Rock. Mm.
So they're like the original, just LA-based brewery. That should have been there instead of Golden Road. I think they picked Golden Road, I say, because it's like overtaking Dodger Stadium.
Budweiser
so
donated to
everywhere you
the
go,
mayor's
there's a
campaign.
Like every fucking 5 feet of Golden Road.
Worst
beer. But if you want good craft beer, if you're ever at Dodger Stadium, I said, go to the right field, past first base, I said, all the way to the end. There's a lady there. They kind of hit her away, but she's got nothing but bombers, eh?
Oh.
Coronado, Alpine, Green Flash. What else? I said, they got
the bummer
Eagle lady. Rock in there, too. A lot of great beers. On your way back, past the hot dogs, Go to the Mexican place home and get yourself some carne asada fries. Okay?
Man.
And get everything on it. Get the jalapenos and everything.
Yes,
they're mild. They're not the spicy kind.
Yes.
They just got a lot of flavor. But what you do is you go to the next kiosk, I say, where they have the garlic fries. And then you order an order of garlic fries, I say. And then you put those together. Damn, that's like the true beer special, eh?
Yeah.
What else? You guys were talking about apple pies. and pumpkin pies. I said, there's only one beer that you can eat and drink with both of those fucking pies, eh? That's by King Herbert Swirly Brown Ale, eh? It's like coffee, but it has vanilla and chocolate notes in it. Mm-hmm. It's perfectly balanced, not too sweet. It goes perfect with that pumpkin pie or a harvest pie if you don't want that much pumpkin in it. And it also will complement a nice warm apple pie with a buttery, layered, crispy, flaky crust. Amazing. I think that's like the only beer. If you don't have that, Chocotazo, Holmes. I think that would be like the next one. Last thing, Holmes, you guys talk about L.A. Beer Life. Here's the funny thing, Holmes. That's my homeboy, dog. That's my homie, dog. That's Brian. They say he's a co-owner of 818 Brewery. That's where I'm a co-founder at. They said
co-founder.
Brian and Francesca. Francesca is like the local craft beer hyena. Like you go to any celebrations or having homes, usually she's like the one there for 818. Or what have you. You can run into her at McLeod at 818 when they're having their Galleries fills because they're.
Oh, chew.
3 minutes.
Chew. Chew. You, of all people, should know. Don't get crazy with that. Damn 3 minutes.
You 3 minute mark. Anyways, Holmes, I was trying to get everything in within 3 minutes because I don't want to bug you with the second call. But, anyways, LA Beer Life. That's family there. Little did I know, I found out there's you guys. Haven't spoken with Brian for a while because they're building a tasting room at 818. That's about it, man. That's freaking hilarious. I powered through all their episodes and I got in touch with them and I gave them a couple pointers, right? Because I'm kind of like, I've been listening to podcasts for like 12 years now and I kind of did my own for a while. So just give them a few pointers, eh?
What, you did your zone for a while?
I linked a couple of you guys, I guess, D3B and the Perfect Pour. Maybe you guys, if you need help, you guys can direct them the right ways. I've been drinking Tiki Hut IPA by King Harbor. It's okay, beer.
It's pretty good.
So far, I'm in love with Modern Times Spaceship. Pale Ale, I think it's called, Holmes. That thing is amazing, but it's freaking hazy as fuck, man. I'm trying to get a beer sent out to you called the AFL Segundo, so hopefully I can get one out to you before the next show. Other than that, let's go Dodgers. Game 7
is in the
hole. We play tonight. We're going to take this championship. I'm predicting the Dodgers will win, Holmes. Oh, we will take this. And stick it up everybody's, you know what, and their candy asses, and enjoy good beer, Holmes. I think today we want barbecue because the weather's kind of fucked up, but we're going to have sushi and a lot of beer, Holmes. And then go
sushi
to work
and beer?
All hungover and shit. So what are they? This is Truly Beer, and the Dodgers will be champions, and the Perfect Pour
of the National League.
In my heart, and drink all the craft beer you guys can before time comes and takes you away from everything. Other than that, love you guys. I think watch you. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, you. Love you, brah.
Peace out.
Love you, Jose.
I noticed we have some 818 stickers on our wall.
Did we get those from Chew Your Beer?
Yeah, we must have gotten them from Chew.
Is that what those are?
Stickers. Send us your stickers.
This is not what I was expecting to come out of this can.
Good.
This was another Greg SD Beer Talk. Make sure you're listening to SD Beer Talk podcast as well. From Pure Brewing. Embrace the Merc. Wow. That's what it's called, but I'm going to go with that.
You wait.
Has ISO on the side?
It's got kind of like a Matrix can label.
Citron Mosaic.
And it's red. It looks like Hawaiian Punch.
With dragon fruit. That's
I like Hawaiian Punch.
You're a dragon fruit.
Dragon Fruit Triple IPA.
Oh.
Triple IPA. Wow, that actually drinks very well.
Very smooth triple for triple. That's way too smooth.
You definitely get the hops up front, and you definitely get the dragon fruit out back.
That's what she said.
Hey, guys! Can you hear me?
Hey!
I'm driving to the airport. I'm about to go fly and whatnot. Anywho, great show this past couple weeks. I did call in a few, so... Lumber Jose. Hello.
Lumber's back.
Hello.
Hello.
Anywho.
Hello.
What's up, Lumber?
I will say I am definitely a fan of Peter Brewer. I am not a fan of how you guys tangent talk over him. That's not cool.
Oh, boo.
That's not cool. But it's part of the show.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, I hope you guys are doing all right with the heat and the fires and whatnot, which is kind of old news now, but still cool.
That's our buddy Paul having to deal with that.
What would you guys pair? Forget pie.
Never.
What would you pair with turkey? That's the main event. Let's find out.
It's coming, baby.
With turkey. All right, I'm gonna hang up now. And listen.
What's your favorite turkey beer?
We're recording this live on Friday.
Yep.
Yep. Right now.
Live Friday broadcast. Yeah, it's gotta be. Oh no, wait. Lumber Jose, we should do like one Friday, but nobody's ever, not all three can't just get off. We could do that on Friday night. Matt's working every Friday night. There's never a Friday night Matt's off. We can't do it. Never mind. We can never do a live show on Friday.
Okay, if we can get a boost in the Patreon, we could have a cardboard cutout of Matt made. And
yeah.
Someone could just stand behind it with the arms out and serve things.
Because every bearded brewer is working for the weekend.
That's right.
Wow.
And all, you know, it's like just arms moving.
If I know enough in advance, I could take a Friday night off.
Ooh. But like, then the show would be late.
Like 3 years in advance, I could make that
one. All right. For 2020. We're going to do a live show on a Friday night. You're going to have to, you can't get the show like you usually get it on a Friday morning. You have to wait until, well, then if we're going to record it on Friday night, then it's not going to happen until like Saturday night, Sunday before the show got up. There's no way I could handle editing and putting it up.
But if it's live, doesn't it just go up?
Well, the person that listens to it live, we'll hear it, but then on the podcast feed, it would take some time.
No, you
some time would be language. Have to have. Hey guys, we're in voicemails. What do you know about that? We think about that. It's still loading.
I'm waiting.
Skippity doo, drinking waiting. Beer and having a show podcast.
Wow.
Wow, I really thought fire, that was going to get to
fire
the,
that guy.
Really going to. Get to the voicemail there. Podcast.
Hey, boys. Hello from the Garage Boys Hangout. I'm by with my boy Evil Circle and had a Heineken Edis 12th of Never Ale.
So we don't talk about craft beer.
Two questions. Nick, I need to know who the perfect core North Carolina rep is. I'm flying out this North next week and Carolina. I'm landing check on that. In Raleigh, Durham.
Raleigh Durham.
Monday and flying back out Friday for work. The second one is, and I guess this is a recycled question. Other beer podcast listeners might know, but posing it to you guys, if you could bring a sellout brewery back into the craft circle, who would it be? Would it be the Heineken Edis? Would it be the Ballast Point? Would it be Wicked Weed? I don't know. Leave it up to you guys. Would it be Golden Road? Because they're super... No, they're not cool at all. Never mind. All right, guys. Keep up the good work.
I'm just kidding.
Basically, I'm going to take that question as, like, which one do I miss the most? Lagunitas would be the AU number one pick because that one's the most available. And that one hurts the most when I'm out and about, when you're, you know, in a restaurant or something. And a lot of times Lagunitas is the only crafty option. And it's
dad beer now.
And now I can't have it. And that's the most frustrating. So I would want Lagunitas to come back into the fold the most. And I will have to admit, as much as I loathe Golden Road now at this point, that, I mean, I did like some of their beers before. That one airport beer they had, the
Carrion.
Yeah, Carrion. Oh, that was a great beer. I miss, you know, so I missed a couple of those beers, and I missed some Ballast Point beers. I mean, Sculpin is a legendary IPA, and I can't buy it anymore. So, yeah, Lagunitas. What would you guys pull from hell and bring back?
Oh man,
none. Good.
None.
Good.
I don't miss any of them.
Well, you guys both know I feel differently than you guys about beer. So,
Matt has no issues with having a Lagunitas.
Nope.
Don't have them. Or with eating crackers on the air.
Yeah. In the microphone.
Matt, don't give a fuck. We're still in voicemails, bro.
Hey, guys.
Oh, yeah. Paul, we missed you last week.
Hi, Paul.
I'm calling to tell you about a beer that I just enjoyed. It was a Portis. No fancy names, just called Porter. By
Porter,
a brewery called Sierra Nevada.
California. That's a great Porter.
Very solid beer.
Porter.
You can find it in six pack bottles, 12 ounce bottles.
Yes.
I get it all the time, actually.
No, that's extraordinary.
For producer Becky.
For the smoking hot price of $7.99.
Oh, I have to pay $8.99.
Ooh, you get ripped off. You know,
here, what I used to love about beer back in the day was that it was, even though there were a lot of good beers out there, it was still kind of a working class beverage. You know, I live kind of in the area of a lot of wine snobbery, and I felt like a bit of a beer snob, but ultimately I like the fact that you could always, it doesn't matter how good the beer was, you could get a six pack for, you know, in that basic price point. These days, of course, I think we've all become the wine snob version of, or the beer snob version of wine snobs. I enjoy the excitement of all the flashy, crazy new release, $22 four packs of whatever just came out of Virgin or Fieldwork or who knows what. But,
Fieldworker!
I'm going to do a temporary boycott of all this because my budget just doesn't allow it.
He's a brewer now.
Yep.
You know, I mean, if you're a small brewery and you're making a fantastic product, then, you know, that's what you need to charge.
Yeah, you deserve to charge that.
And if you get to be as big as Sierra Nevada or Stone or whatever, then, you know, you can bring the price point down. But I'm a working class guy, so I'm going to stick with buying working class beers for a while, and that means Sierra Porter. Sierra Porter is really effing good, though, and as is their stout. And you probably have to go to BevMo to find those beers anymore. It used to be that any store worth the salt
would have
the whole entire Sierra Nevada contingent, but these days you're lucky if you see one of their beers on the shelves with all the other stuff that's out there. This has been a message promoted for and by Sierra Nevada by Paul from Fairfax. Hope you guys are all doing well. Cheers. Keep up the good work.
Cheers, bye. Paul. I can't wait to have a Paul beer. Cannot wait. See, Paul's backing up my theory that you can't find Sierra Pale as readily as you used to. It is more difficult to get.
Yes, but what you can find are...
Crack-a-lack. Gold!
So you can find like Torpedo for $7.99 and Porter and Stout by Sierra Nevada.
Yeah. And I get it. I agree all the time.
Like 1000%. They are very budget friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And you can even get like the Torpedoes now in 12 ounce cans.
Cans.
and pails in 12-ounce cans, so you don't have to do, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to do glass anymore if you can't take glass anywhere.
I can't take glass anywhere.
If you're beach beering, well, what is this?
New beer entering the show from Tioga Sequoia Brewing out of Fresno, California, in beautiful downtown Fresno, where you can drive the streets and park in front of any place you like.
Except there's no parking.
And this one
is called The Vindicators. Ooh. It is a Rick and Morty reference, but it is a double Northeast IPA.
Just down the Nick's alley.
8%. They're averaging, I think they said it was about 50 IBUs is what they agreed on today. So,
Josh from Flowing with Famous is jealous because he's a Nick and Morty fan, and he's Rick. A fan of Rick. Sorry.
That's Nick.
That's Nick.
Yeah. Morty's at home.
Rick and Morty fan and a Tioga Sequoia fan. So I know he's going to be getting on this one of your Art Hop series beers. And I see the label is it's just enough referenced without getting in trouble reference.
Which other than we copied the logo and that's his arms in the jacket. Yeah,
cool. Yeah, but I mean, isn't it like 20%? If 20% of it's changed, then it's okay, Nick. What's the rule on when you're using somebody else's like logo or material or something?
I don't know when you're using their likeness. When you change it by 10%, it's a new idea.
Okay.
And if you play less than 5 seconds, you don't have to pay royalty. But I don't know if you're actually using the likeness, how much you have to obscure it to.
Is this another Bart Skomson?
Bart Skomson.
This is going to turn into that episode of Portlandia.
Radical Brood. Oh, yeah. They had the actual Simpsons guy.
Matt.
Yeah, who's from Portland on there. He's like, I don't really care. It's just, I don't like how shitty it looks. He's like, I don't care if you're ripping me off. It just looks shitty.
But I knew this guy from high school.
Yes.
This is good. Sorry.
It's good. We probably let it sit in the fridge. I mean, the freezer skosh too long, but
it's cold.
It is cold, but
there's some less cold ones in there. Oh, you want the
cold hazy. Knocked down?
Ice cold haze, bro.
Ice cold haze.
But it is.
I like it.
Haze ice.
It is thick like your
ice haze.
Like your pineapple juice.
Yes, it is.
Ooh, where's my pizza?
Ooh, where's my pizza?
Mm.
This is good. And another how long you think this will last? The weekend, you think?
We have 180 cases of cans.
Rick and Morty, so you're gonna have a different demographic getting these beers.
Nerds. And it's Art Hop.
Nerds!
And it's in double Northeast. So there's a lot of things going for this beer.
Yeah. If this thing doesn't clear out, then what is?
So we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
We have cases on hand.
Nice. Get down to Tioga.
And also, I may have
left it. All right, check it out. Oh, I know this is my third call, but
uh-oh.
You were getting out... call vouchers last week. I'm picking up one to this week.
But you had to be in person.
Doesn't work.
Should we cut him off?
Tell you what I was gonna tell you.
That's it. Sorry, Chew. Wow. Louis did not like that.
He vetoed it.
Shit, man. Louis did not like that.
It could have been the brother. He could have crop dusted us.
Just as Nick walked by. Oh, God. Wow. Cheer beer, dude. I'm sorry, man. You didn't get the voucher. You deserve it, though.
We're only at perfect four cheer beer.
Oh, my God, Chew!
Second voucher that I have.
What? No!
Quick thing I said.
Wait, I want to see this.
Just remember, take the craft. What is it? Take craft back. Campaign is going on with
it's too much. I can't do it. Oh, we're hardcore, dude. We cannot. The rule is two voicemails a week. And I made a joke. I was handing out vouchers last week, but that was just a joke, man. Reality is, it's 2 a week, and we're like just we're assholes. But that was all the voicemails, and we got some texts from Kelly. Kelly, who's craft? You can text that same number for the voicemails. You can also text it.
559-492-0542.
So we're talking about all the LA brewers, and we need Kelly to weigh in. We got Chew's weigh in. So Kelly says, here are some ducking great breweries.
Ducking.
Number one, most beer geeky due to Milkshake and Madness, Monkish. Number two, most legit production facility and great diverse beers, tie between Beechwood and Three Weavers. And a third is...
But that's Inglewood and Long Beach.
Yeah.
Not LA.
Most OG as fuck Craftsman. Started in 1995, still crazy good too. Craftsman, I guess. Tell Nick I'm going to bring him some Three Beans unless I drink all my samples.
I don't blame
have
you.
A if fun,
you
do. Have a fun podcast. You are all gems.
Gems? My name's Nick.
Gems as in stones.
Oh.
With
the stones.
Wow. The stones, the Beatles. Which one do you like? I think I like the Beatles.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name.
Leave them. You just heard what everyone did. We appreciate all those. You can do it too. 559-492-0542.
You can do it.
Nick, while you're gone, we had the Chew. Chew went four voicemail. We had to bump them.
Why?
We had to bump two of them. Because I was handing out vouchers. He's like, and he missed us last week. So he's like, hey, I deserve more. Because there's vouchers and stuff. But we stopped it.
Mm-hmm.
We stopped
Can't
it.
Can't have that. Can't we, bend the rules however rules. You want.
Everyone with kids knows, man. Once you let them have, give them an inch, they'll take a mile.
Ah, yes.
We can't do it.
My kids.
You know, you gotta put the foot down. Can't mess around. Make them run a lap. Go run a lap, Chew.
Looking out for.
Cool down,
looking
sorry.
Out for beers. Looking out for. Looking out for beers. Looking out for. Looking out for beers. Looking out for beers.
You also missed a dog fart.
It was pretty legendary.
Son of a.
Beers to look out for, releases of beers.
If I could turn back time.
All I can tell you is heat rises. That one did some heat difficult. On it.
It is cold in here.
It was difficult. Matt, what are you looking out for?
Well, we already talked about Wild Stallions.
Wild Stallions!
Which,
we got to say it like that every time.
Albert on the Street and Amplified Ales combined together to make... We are Wild Stallions!
But anyways...
Put them in the Iron Maiden.
They say it's a West Coast fermented with an East Coast grain bill. They don't quite say it's an IPA, but I'm assuming that's what they're saying.
Four rows.
Boo. Four rows. Six minus two, bro.
What's six minus two?
Yeah.
So, four. That's right, four rows.
Yep. And then here's a beer I'm excited for, which I'm not sure if we've talked about before.
Oh.
All right. They kept it simple with two-row malt and corn. At 4.5%, this lawnmower beer is crisp, light, and refreshing. Any guesses yet?
Coors Light.
Available at our Monterey Brew Pub starting today.
Ooh.
And Salinas Production Facility later this day. $12 six-packs, no limits.
Mm. Blade cutter.
That's $2 a beer. That's over the budget.
Add a gas.
But there,
that's so what my lawnmower.
Alvarado Street.
Always got to go get gas.
Alvarado Street. It's called Good Old Buzz Light.
Buzz Light.
So it's Buzz Beer.
Oh. Buzz Beer. There's caffeine in there?
They call it an American adjunct lager. They don't say there's coffee in there, but they don't say that there's not coffee in there.
They say there's not. Because that would be illegal, sir. Buzz Beer.
But if you guys remember from a TV show called Drew Carey, they had Buzz Beer.
Yeah.
Before all this stuff happened.
That was a coffee beer.
It was a caffeine beer, but yes.
Okay. Caffeine beer.
Yeah, because...
But this is Buzz Light.
Buzz still, Light.
It's still Buzz Beer. Beer.
Oh, okay.
Buzz Light Gear Beer.
Well, it doesn't look like they're copying...
I'm looking out for it.
Doesn't look like they're copying Toy Story on the label.
Oh, I thought they were making 10%. Fun of Bud Light. And calling it Buzz Light because it's lawnmower.
They're making fun of everyone!
No?
Okay. I think that'd be a further stretch.
Hmm.
In my opinion. So I'm looking out for those beers. Apparently you guys are not.
Oh, well. Okay. I'll join you. Yeah.
The name still confuses me.
Well, when
Matt finds it,
you can't have any of it.
That is probably what's going to happen.
You will get none.
That's right.
Good day, sir.
I'll have some.
He's got friends he likes to share with anyways.
Damn it.
Some of them are prettier than you guys.
They're not us. Well, I don't know.
Wait till you see my calendar.
Yeah. You haven't seen my month.
Reserve judgment for the calendar, sir.
You got August, because you fucking got August.
Because it's hot as balls. Fucking
August. Because you're fucking August. Hey, what do
move
I got?
That piece of shit. It's dripping oil. August. Move that piece of shit. It's dripping oil over the front yard. sir, could you possibly get any more 805 stickers on that truck?
Nope. Every place I could. Get pulled over all the time.
It's holding it together, bro.
Pulled over all the time. Get holding it together. 805 ticket. I saw how fast you're driving with all your 805 stickers. Yeah, bro.
You
like that?
You want?
Yeah, I got some stickers here. You want some stickers, man?
You
want
to guess how much this ticket's going to cost you?
$805.
Oh, we got a wise guy in the car, huh?
Right, meow? Do I have to pay it right, meow?
Excuse me, son. You say meow.
Nick, what? Looking out for, because I think Matt's done with his looking out for.
That's what I'm looking out for.
We went over by this, his Nick. Actions. Yes. Dark Lord from
Dark Lord.
Dark Lord. Three Floyds.
This year's model of Dark Lord?
Well, sadly, it's not out till May 19th of 2018, but there, the buzz is starting now.
We've got one in the fridge.
Let's do it.
That one.
Let's do it.
A couple years ago.
Okay.
Saving it for, like, super special occasion.
Oh. We've three special occasions have passed this drink.
Whoa, Jovi. Jovi has come out here unexpectedly. Did not expect he's this.
Slowly sitting down.
Old man Joe.
So to get in to get a bottle of Dark Lord, it will cost you, rumor has it, $180.
What? Just like, just this normal Dark Lord release?
If you want to enter the release party.
Uh-huh. Oh.
You get $180, gets you four bottles of Dark Lord.
Whoa.
And a vintage bottle and or variant of Dark Lord.
Nice. Wow.
This is for the release party, though.
Might get one of my bottles. Who knows after? One of our bottles.
Yeah.
Wow.
Never heard of such.
Man. Hey, that would be, if I was a fan, a Three Floyds fan, big fan of Dark Lord, I would pay that.
Yeah?
I get that.
You get it?
I'd be having a big Dark Lord get it. I'm down with that.
Big Dark Lord get it.
That's metal. Metal? Is that metal?
That is metal.
All right.
Yeah, I just dropped $180 for a beer.
But four. And a variant, right?
But five. You get a variant. Yeah.
Five beers.
Worth it.
And all the chicks.
Oh, yeah. Chicks would be so impressed by you and your five beers.
Right. Instead of, like, tables.
It's a variant. Yeah. It's a variant. I don't know what year.
Let me show you to your jacuzzi, sir.
Thank you. Being shown to my jacuzzi.
You are a great success for buying ticket of this value.
Thank you.
We may show you to your jacuzzi now.
Yes, you may.
Do you prefer
yes.
Lukewarm or very hot?
No, very hot.
Very hot.
You gotta burn off all the germs, all the things.
Kill all the toe fungus.
I gotta
please.
Kill all that stuff.
Set it to sanitize.
Sanitize the situation. Yeah?
Would you like us to hold your phone so you may not Snapchat inappropriate
things?
Oh,
no. I got to Snapchat this.
We offer courtesy service to keep you.
Why would I go in a hot tub and not Snapchat?
But tomorrow morning you may regret. We do not want to
regret.
Yeah,
that's tomorrow morning. Tomorrow may never come. Tomorrow! Again, it's tomorrow!
Wow.
Tomorrow!
Thanks for reminding me.
Tomorrow begins tomorrow, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Any more you're looking out for?
Maybe. Nope.
Arizona Wilderness and the Phoenix area. I didn't know that they're... maybe they're just doing some mobile canning, kind of like Tagascoy does. The Lego Maego. Double IPA, they did a collab with a Welcome Chicken and Donuts shop there. So it's a chicken and waffle beer.
This is a chicken and donut
IPA.
Beer?
I guess. I don't know, man. It's released Saturday. Saturday, man.
Oh, I'll be there.
16-ounce cans, 4-packs. Lego Maeco. I'm hoping somehow it makes it. Over here, one of those cans. I can't believe you didn't mention this, Nick.
Okay.
The return of Modern Times of Black House Nitro with coffee, coconut, and cocoa. It's only 5.8.
What? That's barely waking up.
It's barely getting you going.
It's but the best part.
New round of it. Hop Butcher out of Chicago. They have a beer called Dun Dun Dun, the double IPA.
That's the name of the
yep.
beer.
Dun Dun Dun.
Wait, is it hazy?
It doesn't say it's hazy. Amarillo, Citra, and Galaxy hops.
Nice.
Yeah, I just like the name. I'll try it.
I'm telling you, every good name right now is a hazy beer.
All right, yeah, there it is. You're right. Melvin Brewing.
Melvin.
Wyoming Brewer, Melvin. Citra Damas. Imperial IPA. They call it Imperial. They're not calling it double. They're calling it Imperial.
Don't call me double.
12 ounce. 100% Citra hopped. 9.5%. I got the beer hiccups.
What's the other 10%?
And that's all. That's enough to look out for beer. What's next? So we're drinking. We got active beers going on here. We got that new Tioga beer that we're worried that Tioga is going to get sued beer. It's good though. It's warming up now. Try it. It's warming up.
Oh, yeah, sure. No problem. I'll get right on that. Whoops. What have we been doing? Cut
drinking! Been doing stuff, bro. We got that Untappd update.
Yeah.
Just enjoying it. Just having fun.
Totally noticed that update.
Talking about our friends. Talking with our friends on Untappd. It's a safe environment to drink and check into your beers. Because all the other people are alcoholics, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fine. You can feel good about it.
Booze with friends.
Boozing with friends. I didn't have a super heavy week. Trying to keep trying to keep the budget intact. I did snake a couple Sierra Nevadas out of the snowpack.
So that's why you bought show beer.
Yep. And then I had all these General Sherman IPAs, luckily.
Nice.
Some dude left them here.
Yep. I mean, yep.
Some dude left them here. Isn't that the best, though, when somebody brings beer over and they just lash you the rest of the week? It's fun. Jolly Roger 2015 from Drake's.
Ooh, that's old, bro.
Mm-hmm. Double.
What was 15?
Porter.
Oh, okay.
Imperial Coffee Porter. The Jolly Roger in 2015 was an Imperial Coffee Porter. The coffee was kind of gone, as you would imagine, but it was still good. And that was pretty much my week. And,
wow.
Yeah, I know.
Whoa. Wow.
Full week. Uncomfortable week. Yeah. Not enough drinking, no. Felt very
like
bad.
Like the back of a Volkswagen?
What, you mean like the back of a Volkswagen? That's what I mean, yes.
Okay.
Nick, were you caught drinking in the back of a Volkswagen?
I impressed myself. Let's see. I was getting a little crazy having some fun.
Having some fun.
I had a personal beer fest with a Kern River hop.
Those Nookie. Are fun. Kern River what?
Hop Nookie.
Oh, okay.
Triple IPA.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, it's
37% somewhere in there. I don't know.
I saw the River Buddy six-pack cans.
Ooh.
They're at the market, but yeah. I couldn't get them. I was picking up Producer Becky's. There's this vegetable service where you buy the box of vegetables.
Wow.
Ubi. And you pick them up.
There's no
you pick
bee
them
in
up there
one.
At the market. You just go walk in there and pick up your box of vegetables.
And, how do you know it's yours?
It's got your name on it. And I had to look at their end there, and they had the six pack cans of the River Buddy.
Wait,
I was
a
like,
minute.
Ah, I can't. I have no time. It was Halloween.
Did you check the dates?
I had to get the hell out of there. I did. They're like 2 months, okay. 2 months old.
Fresh, halfway fresh.
They're still within range, but they're getting close. So get to them. Hurry up. Six pack cans of River Buddy are at the market right now. They're
do
they're
it.
Still at the moment within range.
Do
fresh
it.
Fresh range.
And Dan.
Sorry, Nick.
It's all right. You. It happens.
I tangented Nick.
Wow. Solo tangent. So then I got to drink at Gazebo Gardens, which I'm still saying is the coolest patio bar in Fresno.
Or is it, would you tell the beer garden at Tioga patio bar?
I don't know. They don't have ornamental ironwork and aliens in there.
More aliens.
We do have a fence.
That's right.
We do have plants.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we got plants. Wait, what?
Do you have Rad Stacy hanging out in Halloween costume?
Rad Stacy.
Her freaky face mouth paint? Yeah.
Yes.
No, we don't have that.
Yes.
I don't like when people like heavily paint their face and to the point where you don't know who they are.
Yes. It was hard to talk to her.
Yeah, you're just like, I cannot talk to you right now.
I'm like, for once, I'm not staring at your boobs. That's for sure.
Yeah. If you want me to stop staring at your boobs, mission accomplished, okay? Yeah.
I forgot what we were doing.
No.
Oh, we're, yeah, drinking at Gazebo.
Drinking caught you been drinking.
Caught been drinking. So I ordered a beer, which I heard what I wanted to hear and got what I didn't want to hear.
Okay.
So I had a Maui Brewing's Mango Hefeweizen.
What?
I thought
why she did said, they do that?
I thought she said Mango Goza, and I got totally excited and said, yeah, I'll take that.
That does sound good.
And then it was a Mango Hefeweizen.
What?
And
why did they do that?
Completely disappointing.
At some point, they did that to the point where it got distributed all the way out here. How did that get past all the channels?
I don't know.
That's what I'm asking. There's still some bottom pour left.
Bottom pour.
Passing around more of this beer. Nick doesn't get it because it's hazy.
That's all right. I have coffee. Is it pizza port or just port that does pickle weed?
That's port.
That's port. Okay, I had a port pickle weed. A knee-deep Stoutella.
Knee-deep.
Stoutella, the Nutella stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I figured I'd try it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd had a few beers by then, so I didn't care what I was trying, really.
I don't care anymore. Come on, just stop. Start caring. No, I don't care. Just give me any beer. Mm.
And then a critical bang. I had to order a critical bang with a straight face from the ridiculously good-looking bartender.
What can I get you? A critical bang.
I need a critical bang right now.
What? Yeah. I'm going to come back when you're what? Figured out your life. Okay. Wow. I mean, when do you not need a critical bang?
Yeah. It's critical.
It's critical. This is critical. The others are inconsequential. This one's critical.
This one's critical.
Yeah.
Oh, I finished off my Fulton Street IPAs.
Fulton Street IPAs.
From one Tioga Sequoia.
I didn't get those. I didn't buy those.
Didn't do it.
What?
I know. Look at me.
Wow.
Not buying stuff.
Man.
That's fucked up, dude.
I might have one more.
You done goofed.
Yeah.
No, we still have some.
Not going to make it. Oh, you still got some. You messed up, bro. Yeah, we still got some.
But otherwise, you messed up.
You better redeem yourself.
Come buy some. Maybe. This weekend. Yeah. Saturday. I might be in there Saturday. There's rumors.
Who's starting these rumors? Remember,
producer, it won't be a get it because producer Becky will not give a shit about taking part.
She will not drop one thing we say.
Hey, we're having a get it. I thought we were having a nice date night. No, it's a get it.
Stop staring at the bartender, Mike.
Hey, guys, we're having a get it.
Nobody's listening. Yeah. You're scaring people, actually.
Nobody's listening, honey.
To get it.
That all your beer drinking?
I believe so.
All our beer drinkings, except for Matt's.
Norwa. Still drinking
Norwa. Oh, Norwa.
Norwa.
Still drinking them.
Just for my stout cred.
I got to turn one in for the stout cred.
That's right.
Bye, buddy.
Still drinking Norwa.
Matt. Bearded Brewer 87 on Untapped. The Nick 80 on Untapped.
Word.
So I went into Spokeasy the other night. And
Good place.
I was looking for something fresh and something hoppy. And so I had them check the date on their Graveyards, the pale ale from Pizza Port. And let's see. At this time, it was October 30th, and it was canned on October 19th.
Wow. I'd say good.
Yeah.
That's right. You're all,
less than 2 weeks old?
2 weeks
old. Yeah. So I enjoyed that beer a couple of times. When I was at Goldstein's, I had their Born Yesterday, which was born 2 weeks ago, but still phenomenal. It was actually really good. So
la, 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 not listening. La, la, la.
A brewery that I don't often have, or I don't know if any of us often have, was from Pelican. You guys drink Pelican?
That is from Oregon, right?
I think so.
Near Oregon coast.
That sounds good enough to me.
I haven't had one. Producer Becky has, though.
But they had a beer called Bad Santa, which was their Cascadian Dark Ale, or could also be considered a black IPA.
Ooh,
it was enjoyable.
It's Cascadian Dark Ale.
Somebody needs to call them, tell them that style's over.
Hello? Yes, hi. This is Pelican Brewing. Yeah, it's me, Classic Beer Geek. Don't you know that style's over? What are you talking about?
We're drinking milkshakes now.
Yeah, it's all about milkshake IPAs now. So nobody's drinking a Cascadian Dark Ale. Okay? Goodbye.
That was terrible.
Please. It was worth it. Best tangent ever.
Please shun yourself for that.
Oh, never.
Oh, we've done worse.
Then from a little brewery. Well, I was at Goldstein's. I was not at the brewery.
No.
But from a little brewery in town called Pine and Palm, they had Guardians of the Northeast Galaxy on draft.
Is that is he still in his old spot?
I heard he's transitioning.
He's still in transition.
Oh, no.
Oh, Roger. Roger. Roger's transitioning? Oh,
wow.
All right. Well, he's our friend. Let's support him.
All right.
Whatever you want to do, man.
Not what I expected.
I don't know what stage he's in yet.
Well, okay. Well, hey.
It's in yet.
If that's going to make you happy, man, I'm more power to you.
Wow.
Whatever. Well, I look forward to when Roger's done. We'll see what it looks like.
When everything comes out all right.
Yeah, I hope so. Or goes in properly. Whatever. No.
But that was
an hour two, folks. Yep.
But that was an enjoyable
triples kicking in.
Yep. That was an enjoyable Northeast from them. So if you guys see it on draft or if you happen to stop by the brewery, I recommend checking that beer out.
All right.
And I was at a Halloween party.
Oh, you're popular. You got invited to a Halloween party. I could have gone to parties, too.
Yeah, for adults, Mike. This was for adults.
Oh. Well, never mind then. I was invited to a lot of 9-year-old Halloween parties.
It was one of those parties where they go, oh, we got the beer covered. And I was like,
you're all side-eyed, do you?
Do you? And so I had brought in a 4-pack for the host, which didn't make it to the host. I had one of them, and then everybody else had the others.
Take one, pass it, Milton.
And I was in the Pacific Southwest building at a party there, so I brought the Fulton Street because it has the little Pacific Southwest building on it. I was like, here you go.
Inside the building with a label.
Yeah. So I had one of those. They're like, oh, here, go ahead and drink one. We'll put the rest in the fridge. It never saw the light of day. And I also had a pun juicer on hand. So I milked those two beers. And I knew...
two good beers.
Catherine that was here the other week, which was not on microphone. I knew she was getting off work because I make the schedule. And I was like, hey, I'm all this party you're already coming to. If you bring beer, I will pay you back. And so I gave her monies to bring a 6-pack of Firefall. So that's what I was sipping on the rest of the evening. Because
you had to have somebody buy.
She was already coming and she was already going to bring beer. She knew what she was getting into as well. She's like, there's probably hella shitty beer there. And I was like,
terrible party.
There was a Corona Pacifico.
Oh, sweet.
And there was like two 805s. There was only two 805s.
Two 805s.
I saw two.
And you had to jump on those. You're like, shit, I got to jump on these 805s before somebody else gets them.
But they had a lot of this beer. I didn't get to try it, but they had Rockdale Brewing Company. They had Rockdale Light.
The fuck's Rockdale?
I don't know.
Right next to Oil, then.
But they had... They had a whole fridge full of it.
Rockdale, Oildale, Dirtdale, Mounddale,
Sulphurdale,
Weeddale.
So I never heard of it. I don't know how they got hooked up with it. They're out of Novato.
Novato?
That's all I know.
Wait, that's Novato. Paul's town right now.
Yeah, it's up north.
So Paul's doing brewing. It's in Marin.
Yeah, so I don't know
what's happening, Paul.
I don't know any. I don't know. It could have been the best thing in the world, but I didn't pick it up.
Boo.
So, those are my rations as I was hanging out at a loft. I was not doing anything else in that building, just hanging out in the one loft.
In the one loft. You didn't get on the roof?
Nope.
Didn't do anything illegal?
Nope.
Didn't spit on Fulton Street?
Nope.
I spit on you!
Didn't try to notice the difference between three different elevators? Nothing.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's a historic building that you were tampering with.
I didn't do,
allegedly.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I always say.
Did you guys get in two different elevators and see if you could end up on the same floor?
Well, see if this makes sense to you. So they have three elevators. The one on the right is considered just a standard elevator. It goes from the first to the 14th floor. They're doing construction in the 14th, so they had the 14th floor turned off.
No.
The far left elevator is considered a freight elevator.
Ah.
It looks exactly the same, except for they had a rug and it wasn't painted. But it still went from the first to the 14th floor. But it's the freight elevator, so it may have... quotes it did go to the 14th floor. Then there was the center elevator. It went from the basement to the 14th floor and included the mezzanine. So I was trying to figure out the differences between all three elevators. They were all looked relatively the same except for the one in the center that went down to the basement up to the mezzanine. But
well, the freight elevator would have to have a heavier motor for larger capacity.
So it's made for those wide loads.
Yeah, get her in there.
All right, he knows a little. He knows a thing or two about
him. Smart with stuff
about loads.
Whoa!
Wow.
Wow!
Mr. December coming at you.
Hey, we're having fun. We're having fun.
But I mean, podcast. Speculation. I don't know anything.
Nothing.
I was just in and out of that building.
In and out. Ow.
Getting a rammy over.
Ow. Another show where we're getting pretty rammy.
Bringing it back. Oh, I hear him, but I don't see him.
Cheers! Who got them cheers? Nick, you got them cheers?
I hear you, but I do not see you, and what? I'm weirded out right now.
You cannot see this.
I don't see.
Oh, there's so many choices here in the beer fridge.
Don't drink over there. Bring them here.
Greg from SC Beer Talk gave us so much. I think there's even a 3B Zine gave us a beer or two.
The scariest podcast. There's
this, the Nick 80.
What?
Has a beer in here?
Yeah, word.
Citra Revenge.
Hi, Jovi.
All right, that's it.
All right, do it. This is Halloween. Halloween. Cheers. My cheers.
You have some cheers.
Cheers to everybody that sent me boxer dogs dressed up for Halloween. That's my cheers this week.
Got some boxer dogs.
Boxer dogs. I like dogs, and I think it's hilarious dogs. When people dress them up. Because I know they hate it.
they did not appreciate it.
They are looking at you like, what the F, man?
What the F, man? Why are you doing this?
Why?
Why you do this?
I crapped on the floor for you, and this is what you do to me? What are you drinking, Mike?
It's a Nick. The Nick 80 donated this to the show. Revision Brewing out of Reno. Citra Revenge.
Yes.
100% Citra hop. And this was a looking out for me. And then Nick got it.
I want to see.
$9 bomber.
I'll be the judge of that.
Yes, it was unbudget friendly, but I'm curious, is this a Citraholic killer?
Oh.
That was my. I want to see what you guys think.
That's a bold statement. The aroma is pretty good, dank.
So, I mean, that's pretty much what they're going after with this one, right?
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Or do you think they're going after Kern River?
That's what I thought you were talking about. Oh, yeah. Okay. Citraholic or Citra.
Or Citra.
Ooh.
So this is essential information. 9%. Oh, sorry. Did we want to play the ABV game?
9%.
9%. 65 IBUs. It delivers a wallop of liquid lupulin love. Ooh. In your face. Double IPA featuring 1,000% Citra hops.
1,000.
Sweet orange and tangerine.
I love them Citra hops, and this is hitting on that.
Is this?
This is jam? Not as good as Citraholic or Kern River Citra, but it is good. And you're able to get this at Fig Garden, right?
This is a Fig purchase. Yes. Look how clear that is. Can we just take a second?
Wow.
And appreciate the clarity. See
through it.
They took the time to run this through the haze filter.
Dehazing. What's it called? Dehazing? Just so you know, Nick. Cheers, man. Cheers to our golden gods. Our golden gods stick with us, and they donate money to the show every month. We just charge them. It's a new month, so they got charged.
Boom.
Sorry, guys. We took it and ran with it.
Right.
We bought Sierra Nevada 12 packs with it. Yeah. Thank you.
I got that email today.
Oh, you get that email too?
Well, I mean, I contribute to patrons.
Oh. Yes. Oh, who do you contribute to?
I won't tell you.
Oh, non-podcasters?
I have a friend that is into photography, so I support him. There's another podcast I listen to, which I will not admit to.
Whoa! Will we get Matt to admit to this podcast?
The one person I will admit to, because it's related to this, is Tasting Niche. I throw her a couple of bucks a month. Nice. Just because.
We do as well.
Yeah.
As a show. And yeah, if any of our podcast friends are on Patreon, we'll help them out as well. Like SD Beer Talk is on there and 3BZine is on there. And Tasting Niche is on there, so we help them out.
Pacific Northwest Tasting
Niche. We do what we can. Thank you all, Golden Gods. It's very appreciated. It helps us out a lot. Just keeps the show rolling. Get to buy, we get to buy 12 packs and pay for all the expense of the show, and helps us promote stuff. And right now I've been playing with these stickers in my hand, fidget spinning with stickers that the patrons bought us. So I super appreciate that. Also, cheers to some people on Untappd, like the Pint Stuff, aka Marcus, Barry, and Edwin Al. Cheers to the Fresno Grizzlies. / Houston Astros for winning the World Series.
You're welcome.
Sorry to all the Dodger fans. I know we have a lot of Dodger fans in the audience, but cheers. Most of those Astros played on the Fresno Grizzlies, the AAA team of the Houston Astros. That's what I was
going to get at. Do you think it's possible?
Right across the street from Matt. They literally, the Fresno Grizzlies play across the street. The parking lot for all the people that work at the Grizzly Stadium is across the street from Matt. And all those players like Correa and Altuve and just pretty much all the big Astro players played here in Fresno, right across the street from Tagliascola. So
are you trying to tell me that some of the 2015 champions may have been That's in right. the team that won the
same
world.
Series. Most of them. The 2015 AAA Pacific Coast League champion Fresno Grizzlies mm-hmm. are now the champions of the Major League Baseball.
Who would have guessed it?
Big cheers.
Who would have guessed it?
Yeah. Cheers to everyone, man. Subscribe to the show. Helps us out a lot. If you subscribe and you're a podcast listener, apparently Stitcher's not working well with us right now. But any other podcast listener you subscribe to, we appreciate it. Anytime you can use your social media to help pump up the show, thank you, man. Cheers. And we really like to have this show keep building and getting bigger and bigger as far as just people hanging out with us and having fun. So appreciate that. Nick, do you have some cheers?
We already did me.
Nick, we already did you. Matt, did we already do you?
Nope.
I don't know what's going on, man. I've had too many triples. Sorry.
Doubles and triples. Stacking, bro. Cheers out to a new Twitter follower for me from San Diego. I assume he knows everybody else in San Diego. Oh, there can't be too many people.
He's got to know all the cool bros.
Tim_beer.
Oh, yeah. Tim_beer knows all the cool people down there.
Yeah.
He's just like that.
Well, I noticed that there is a new follower that we all have on Instagram, and I don't know who it is. Maybe you guys might know who it is. It's...
Yeah, if he's cool, I know.
What's Instagram?
It's a millennial app, Nick. Don't worry about
it. Yeah. Let's see here. Boxers of Instagram. That's okay. I don't mind them following
me. Aw, boxers. And then they make that cute little you. When they
Brad Smith. There's just one grainy photo of him.
One grainy Brad Smith.
He follows Mikey and myself.
Uh-oh.
We don't follow him. Oh, and he follows the Nick.
Yeah. Wow.
So I'm assuming it's beer
Does
related.
Does he have a private account?
No.
I don't follow people with private's account.
No, it's public, but there's literally...
Privates. I don't follow people with private's.
Private's account or private account?
Private's account.
It
Private's on your account?
It just... There's a father-daughter dance photo that's the only photo and the display photo.
Is it a Trump-esque father-daughter
dance? It follows all three of us.
Oh,
so, isn't he a Patreon now? I think Brad's a Patreon.
So, it's possible. That's possible. I just know that it has to be beer related if all three of us are involved.
Yes.
Sorry, Brad. You're rad, dude.
Brad is rad.
Brad's rad. Hashtag Brad's rad.
And this is what happens when you give Mikey's doubles and triples the whole night.
Give me tripling it up, bro. Tripling it up. I had 3 hours sleep last night. Drinking triples. It's a great time. Hanging out with bros. Cool bros.
Cool bros.
We are actually bros, though.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm hanging out with bros. I'm a guy hanging out with bros.
Are you ready for the outro song or what?
No, man. We're camping out. We're going into hour three. Number 87, the Nick 80, Mikey Top 4, Perfect 4 Pod. This is the Perfect 4, and it's a show about beer. And we're having fun.
Oh boy.
We'll see you next week.
That sounds like Eddie Van Halen.
This goes on forever. This is a Kiss song. It goes on forever.
Good luck to you, good luck to you, everyone.
Did you know that God gave rock and roll to me?
I did. We talk regularly.
I gave rock and roll to you. Why don't you come to church on Sunday?
Yeah. What more could you ask for? How about beer? All right, you get that beer too.
I just want some more double IPAs. Let's more get crazy. Triples.
Who's got here quads? Go.
Rock and roll to you. Good rock and roll to you.
Hold your earphones. Hold your headphones with one hand, like you're really concentrating.
Good rock and roll to you. Good rock and roll to you. Good rock and roll, everyone.
Woo! Be excellent to each other.